With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's state visit to the United Kingdom will include meetings with King Charles and Prime Minister Starmer. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
As he left the White House on his overseas trip, the president said he has a very good relationship with the UK.
Charles, as you know, who's now king, is my friend. And it's the first time this has ever happened where somebody was honored twice, so it's a great honor.
This is Donald Trump's second state visit to the UK, which is a first for an American president. He said he plans to continue trade negotiations during this week's visit. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Shoppers increased their spending at a better-than-expected pace in August from July, helped by back-to-school purchases. Retail sales rose 0.6% last month from July, when sales were up a revised 0.6%, according to the Commerce Department. President Trump announcing the deployment of the National Guard to Memphis to combat crime. The president made Monday's announcement with Tennessee Governor Bill Lee calling it a replica of efforts in Washington, where it reduced crime. Ukrainian President Zelensky calling for a European air defense system.
Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have bombarded the city of Zaporizhia in southern Ukraine with rockets. The attack killed at least one person, while 13 were wounded, including two children. Officials say the attack happened during the night and struck apartment buildings, a large-scale fire breaking out at residential buildings. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging European leaders to create a comprehensive air defense system to protect the continent. The war shows no signs of ending, despite U.S.-led efforts to achieve peace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow dropping 106 points, the Nasdaq composite down 13. This is SRN News. Does your faith influence your vote?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, just 25% of American adults say their religious beliefs have a lot of control over who and what they cast their ballots for on Election Day. 18% say faith has a little influence, and 56% of respondents say their spiritual convictions have little to no impact on their voting habit. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say that their faith controls who they vote for, 51%, the most of any religious group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal indictment says leaders of the House of Prayer Christian Churches of America recruited service members to join congregations near military bases in Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, and Washington State. Prosecutors accused church members of pressuring the troops to use their GI Bill education benefits to pay for enrollment in church-run Bible seminaries that took in more than $23 million. This is SRN News. Several more states are considering redrawing their congressional maps ahead of the 2026 midterms.
Texas, California, and Missouri may have led the way, but the battle over redistricting is far from over. At least seven states are considering new maps, likely to give either Republicans or Democrats better chances in the 2026 battle for the House. Republicans currently hold a 220 to 213 advantage, with two seats previously held by Democrats now vacant after their deaths and scheduled to be filled by special elections over the next several weeks. Bob Agner reporting.
Robert Redford has died at 89, his publicist not immediately providing a cause of death. After rising to stardom in the 60s, Redford was one of the biggest stars of the 70s with films such as All the President's Men and The Way We Were. He teamed with Paul Newman in 1969's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.